don't panic. It's organic. The way that nature intended it. Don't panic.
Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez. You called me in the act of writing a song. I haven't even, it's so new, I don't even have a title for it yet. And you're going to be the first living beings on this planet to hear it. So you may undergo some dramatic changes. It may evolve you into some type of angels with wings, or you may end up seeing colors flying around. So relax, it's fine. It's not finished yet. It just started right about 2 seconds ago. I've had this song in my head, so I decided to put it down. This reminds me of a Viking warship. I think I'm going to call it Viking Warship. What do you think, huh? This is my mind on drugs. Working on it. I just wrote it. I just don't have it. You know, I have to go through it a few times and make radically change. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and save it now before I forget the name of it. I already forgot the name, Viking Warship. Don't ask me why I'm going to call it Viking Warship. It reminds me about that's the kind of energy you get when you're on a Viking warship. I can tell you about being a Viking if you guys want me to. You just have to raise your hand. Okay, I want to hear about it. Let me just put this one down. I'm working on about 7 songs. This is number 7 at the same time. I find that I do much better when I do that rather than just concentrate on one song and sit there through it and then it's work after a while. So I go through them. This one here, for example, is the one I was working on 5 seconds before I started working on this one, because I was working on this one right here. And now I decided, wait a minute, because another song comes in. Something happens from one song and it initiates another song. So I'm working on this one. This was called Sleep Dancer. Huh? See, I'm absolutely crazy, aren't I? Yep. I have another one I'm working on. It's called A Light Within, The Long Road Inward. I have about, like I said, well, maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 of them right now. And they're not published yet. The ones that are published, I put them up in various different places. So if you use SoundCloud or if you use, well, you can go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Go to the blog. That's where I post the music up. Different songs will be up there. I'm also all over the place. And speaking of being all over the place in iTunes and SoundCloud, I'm now, my music is starting to be sold on any, you know, from Spotify to iTunes to Amazon. So they're all up there. You just type in Invisible Gardener, you'll hear, I'll pop up. If there's a song I'm playing and you absolutely want to get it, let me know. I'll post it on online for sale, but I'll give it to you for free for mentioning it. How's that? So I do, I think I have about, on SoundCloud, close to 500 songs I put up there. I do songs all the time now, and I'm getting better at it. A little more weirder, I think. I'm not sure. And there's not just songs, you know, put together. When I do my songs, like this last one, the one before that called Viking Worship. This one here has 10 different loops in it. And each of these loops are like this one, for example. Listen. So that one is a certain frequency that I figured out a way to incorporate it into this sound right here. And then we have another one. This is another frequency. So this is a combination of a singing bowl and other sounds put together to come up with this, to hide the frequency. Because that's what I do, is I hide the frequencies within the sounds. Because if you were just to listen to them straight, you would go, I didn't like that. You know, and I showed that to you guys before, I think. The actual sound. Let me show you what it would sound like if you were just to hear it straight, okay? Well, that means without it hiding, and it'd be right there for your little brain to go, well, what's he doing? Right? Okay, so let me show you one. Okay, so this... So that's a frequency right there that I have showed you before in the previous loop. But it's in there. Here's another one, the second one I showed you. So... If you was to listen to this, you would go nuts.
I can't stand it anymore. I'll tell you whatever you want to know. Yes, I'm an alien from another planet.
Oh, wait, okay. But you can't do that. So what I do is, how about that? See, that's gonna break my computer. And there are tons of different types of frequencies that I use. And then there's these, and one of my favorite, watch, listen to this. So these are monks chanting, but these monks have figured out the frequency scale, and in the singing, they chant the frequencies. See? I love it. Anyway, well, I forget what we're doing today. Today, I'm actually doing, I don't have a guest today. I do have a guest coming on next week, though. Her name is, I think it's Carrie. Did I say it right? Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, Carrie Gilliam. It's called Whitewash, a story of a weed killer, cancer, and the corruption of science. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's Monsanto, you know, is Roundup. I've been yelling and screaming about this since 80-something, 84. And it's very interesting because I'm going to have her on and we're going to go over it, okay? So it should be on next week. So today, I've been, since when folks have listened to him, lots of different people listen to my shows in lots of different ways. And it depends on how I post it, because I have iTunes, which is on AZ for a lot. That's been on the longest. Feed burner is another way. I run a club, so they're done. And they also too, I post them in a variety of other different areas. I put them on my SoundCloud account. The songs, the shows are up there. I post it on whatever station I'm working with. Plus, of course, it's on here on bbsradio.com as well. So people basically the way they communicate with me, and you can too, is by sending email to andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. That's andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. The other way, of course, is I tell people you can feel free to call me and talk to me, and I'm happy to, because that's what I'm here for, basically, is not to talk to myself, because I do that all the time very well, thank you, but it's to talk to you. Yeah, really, that's what it's about. And when I have guests, you know, a lot of people don't call because you just want to listen to the guests, but you're always welcome to call and talk to the guests as well. And so today, I don't have a guest. And so today I'm open to people calling me and talking to me. But basically what I've gotten in the past, since the last show, is people wanted to hear more about how to grow your own, I call it your own medicine. So that's what today's show is going to be about, how to grow your own medicine. I'm also going to be covering a variety of different types of medicines. I do one of my other radio shows is exactly that, how to grow your own medicine. I was going to call it how to grow your own marijuana, but, you know, it wasn't entirely legal everywhere and you get in problems, but it's no problem doing medicine, so I call it how to grow your own medicine. And I don't just cover herbs. I do cover herbs, but different types of herbs too, because you can make your own herbal medicine from a variety of different things you can grow around the house in your garden. I'm also going to be covering mushrooms. Mushrooms as a medicine. I'm not just going to be talking about psilocybin magical mushrooms. I'm talking about everyday types of mushrooms that you can eat that are very beneficial for you, that you can grow. I'm also going to be covering different types of medicines you can grow in your garden, as well as I'll be covering different types of elixirs and ointments that you can make from your garden, from the that you can make yourself. It depends where you live at. You know, if you're in the old country, you just go to your neighbor's farm, you find out what he's got, you go to another neighbor's farm, everybody shares different things, so you have a wide range of things to choose from. I know I grew up in Puerto Rico and Cuba on a farm, and being on a farm is wonderful because you have more resources that you can grow and use. But so the elixirs can be made in lots of different ways depending upon what access you have, right? And then I'm also going to talk about juices, how to use juice as a healing medium from different ways to do the fastings and so forth. But these are things you can grow yourself and use as a medicine. Also, we're talking about food as medicine. Now, this is not all going to happen on today's show. This is a series of shows that I'm going to be doing throughout the year. When I get a chance, I'll be doing more of this. And the direction that I go in depends on the people, the email that I get back, if they want to know more about specific things. And so I'll also be talking about, you know, how to protect yourself from different types of radiation, electromagnetic radiation, low frequencies, microwaves. So this is all part of a series. And so today I'm going to be basically talking to you about how to grow your own. Recently here in California, it became legal, and it's legal in a couple other states. And so it's only for those folks that are legally in the right place, or if you are legally growing it for your medicine use, right? And so I want to provide the public service of helping you to grow your best medicine, because people have been asking me the weirdest things about, using what types of chemicals to use, and that they've been spraying this for that. And a recent study found, by the way, that 95% of all medical marijuana, including though that which is classified as organic, has pesticides on it. Various different types of pesticides were found on it, to contain, be contaminated with. So, and according to the new the new laws that's coming into effect, everything has to be tested now. And you don't just test it for the THC levels. It's also being tested for pesticides and other types of chemicals that can harm you, which is good. And so, and I understand, because people tend to grow things however way they want to do it, and they spray it with whatever, and not very much of a consciousness thing behind it. Or a lot of times it's just done on purpose so they can just have a big harvest, you know, a big crop, and sell it as fast as you can, which is just the way the system works now. And, you know, in the nursery, you go to a nursery, you'll see that the plants there, they better hurry up and sell them before they die, because they're very weak, and then you have to take them home and try to wean them off the chemicals. Either that, or you have to continue using the chemicals, otherwise they'll die on you. So anyway, I understand that. So today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, and, oh, let me see, if you're listening and you want to know what number to call, I'm not going to tell you. If you go to the website, it tells you what number to call, okay? And you should be, ideally, what I did was I downloaded the app. Now, the app is really cool, you know, because the app, you can listen to it right through your phone, you know? And it's a great little app. It's got a little baby on it, you know, and you click on it, and that way you can get to my show. And if you want to talk to me, you just push a button there, and you can talk, you know, right? If you use the computer, either you got there through my website, InvisibleGardener.com, which takes you to the whatever station it's on, because I'm doing several other different shows as well. Or you actually are a follower of BBS Radio. And when, you know, a part of the audience, and which is what I want, welcome, you already know how to get to it. But I'm going to give you some numbers anyway, because there's a couple of different phone numbers, different ways you can listen and hear to it, other than what I should say. You can also listen to it on the phone. You can call 712-775-4842, press 1 to listen to the show, just listen to it, right, if you wanted to do that. The other way would be if you wanted to talk, you want to talk to me, I have a question. I don't give out, in terms of this particular subject, nobody needs to know anything more than your first name. Okay, so the direct line is 323-744-4831, right? It's 323-744-4831. That's called the direct line. And then the toll free line is 888-627-6008, right? 888-627-6008. And just Don there will pipe you through. And try to keep the question similar to what we're doing on this subject. And if you're having a problem growing your own medical stuff, and you have some questions about it, and you know, I do another show specifically on this, right? It's called Grow Your Own Medicine, and so you're always welcome to get on my show and talk to me. This show here, there's no guarantee I'll be talking about this every week, right? Because like next week, as I say, Carrie's going to be on, and I think I have a few other people on the rest of the month. Let me see. I think who's going to be on next week after Carrie. Let's see. Well, I think that's it. But yeah, that's the end of the month. See, then we're going to go into March, and that's a whole different world there too. But I try to have at least one show where I'm open to doing things. But the way, when I have a guest, I don't mind you calling if you want to talk about, you know what, and ask questions about it. We'll just keep it very cool, regardless if you have a guest or not. So we'll do this continuously. So if you have a problem, you can email me, and I will always answer it too. You know, that's one way people communicate with me. So, today, like I said, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to grow it. For me, I like to keep it simple and tell people, look, it's just like growing tomatoes or growing any other vegetables or fruit. There are so many different types of tomatoes or so many different types of vegetables and fruit, and everybody's got their own, you know, what they like, what they don't like. So you're going to have to just experiment with what works really good for you in terms of varieties, because that's what it comes down to. You know, you grow a tomato plant, you got the cherry tomato or the whatever type of, those are varieties. Eventually you like certain varieties. You have to figure out what type of variety. And so there are different types of varieties of the medical stuff that you can get, you know, from all over the world, different varieties, like thousands of different varieties. And there's more different varieties showing up every day, right? So you can't always tell by the name of it. But all you can tell is by what it actually does to you, right? The same thing when you ingest it. You can't tell what it does until you eat it. And you have to be careful eating. You go slow so you can figure out if it's something you like or it's too much. So there's different people is differently. But basically, so the variety that you choose is important because that's what you will eventually grow. If you grow something really crappy and it's no good, you're not going to get anything out of it. You're going to waste your time. So many people are getting whatever, they stick it in there, and then they say, how come this is no good? Well, you're not going to get anything out of it if you don't have the right genetics to start with. And so getting the seeds are not easy now either, because it's still illegal, right, in the states and the feds and all that stuff. So best way is just to go to your local medical place and see what kind of plants they have. And usually what kind of plants they have are probably the right variety for you to grow. So that solves your problem pretty much as to what variety to grow, even though I would keep notes and say I grew this and that was good, or grew this and that was bad. That way you can get better at it. So, but the way it works, the way it should work, is that you'll get a plant. And it'd probably be a clone. Now, a clone is, I talk a lot about genetically modified organisms, okay? And I tell people, we are all genetically modified organisms. You're not identical to your parents. So in nature, you don't have, there's only a few cases where you have cloning happening. Otherwise, in nature, everybody's genetically modified from their parents, right? And so a clone is basically where they take a plant and they take a piece of a branch and they root it. And that's a clone. So the roots, you plant that, the plant's identical to the mother plant, right? Okay, so you have that's the way it works. You have a mother plant, and from one mother plant, you can get maybe 100 clones from it. And then you let the mother plant keep growing again, you get more 100 clones. Each clone is a plant. And then that little plant, when you first do it, it has to go through stages. So you first have to root it, right? Now, lots of different ways to root it, and you know, they're in books and so forth. But basically, you aerate it with a nutrition so that and basically the roots are in the dark, and the top has a very minimal grow light because you don't want to burn it. You want to have a very low wattage so that the plant still gets some light, but not so much that it get burned, but enough to where it stays alive. And then underneath it, you have water aerating it. What I would do is make a tub, put the little holes where the plants grow underneath it. You have a little piping with a little misting system underneath there. It circulates a little fish pond that circulates the water in there. And you'll find that within 2 weeks, you have roots. You take that and you plant it in a nice container with a nice organic potting soil. And you do like a 1 gallon container, and then you place it under a slightly different lighting conditions. Essentially, what you do is in the old days they did these lights that were very, they used up a lot of electricity, and now you have LED lights which use very little electricity. And still give you the range of growth that you need. So you basically put it under a 300-watt LED light. The time frame that it's growing is also important, too, because it's really based upon the amount of light that a plant gets as to what happens, how fast it grows, and whether it produces a fruit or not. It's just like in vegetables, right? Okay, so what will happen is that you place that, well, the LED lights, since it's cooler, not so hot. You don't have to worry about it circulating the air as much, and it's really a lot safer to use. If you're going to grow, use LED lights. You'll find that you won't have any very low electrical use, low danger of starting fires. A lot of people start fires because these 1,000 watt bulbs will catch fire very easily. So the life cycle is very important. So ideally, what you want to do, you want to start them on 18 and 6, 18 light and 6 dark, where it sleeps, right? And so you do that. It depends on the variety, but usually for 2 or even 3 months, you let it, you're feeding it while it's growing. And then after that stage, and I'll go back in a minute and tell you what you're feeding it, but after that stage, when you think the plants are ready to go into the bud stage, then you switch the light to 12 and 12, even. And you find that then within 2 months, your plants will be ready because they will all produce buds. And then you have to learn how to dry them and then later on use them. You can use all parts of the plant. But what I was saying before is that in terms of fertilization, so you get organic potting soil. And in the organic potting soil, you don't really need to do anything to it because organic potting soil is a really nice blend of stuff that already has enough nutrient in there to grow. But ideally, these plants like to be fed a slightly high nitrogen solution in the beginning of their first month or two of life, right? And the way I do is I actually invented a product called Super Seaweed. I started in 19, let's see when it was. Well, when I started in the sixth grade, I was making stuff, but I didn't call it Super Seaweed or any of that stuff. I actually invented it in 1970, when I got out of the service. And at the time I was going to University of Florida. I may have told you all this before. And my idea was to grow marijuana beer. So I was learning how to grow graft hops and pot together. So I invented a liquid called Super Seaweed to grow that with. And Super Seaweed is a microbiological activator. It's a perfect thing you need to feed your plants to make the soil alive, to make it have big root systems, really deep, big root systems that make bigger, healthier plants, right? It's the same thing. This is the same stuff I use on roses, on lawns and stuff like that, because it makes the root systems and everything down below there grow so healthy that then the plants above it are even healthier. See, right? And so, but they still need a source of higher nitrogen so that they can, just like tomato plants. So you want to feed it things that are naturally high nitrogen. So there's lots of different nitrogen products, organic products that you can get for tomatoes, that you can get, for example, like I said, there's a very resemblance. So you can get the same fertilizers, right? Organic fertilizers for tomatoes, and use that because they usually are a nice number, like 722 or 744 or something like that, you know. There's also too lots of other different sources of high nitrogen that you can get that are organic. There are many on the market now. It depends where you know you can go online and you can type in natural sources of high nitrogen, right? There's lots of them out there that you can use. And then during the last 30 to 45 days of growth, we're in the bloom stage. You want to give them no nitrogen at all, but you want to increase the potassium and the phosphorus levels, right? To encourage the blooms to get bigger and bigger. That's one reason why I use the Super Seaweed, because I have two types of bloom in the grow. The bloom level is basically a 4-42-4, I think it's 4-42-4. Okay, so it has very little nitrogen, mainly is all in the phosphorus, okay? So that'll help it bloom. And then in terms of drying it, it's basically a simple process of never add heat to it because you'll destroy it. Learn how to dry slowly in a cool place. You can use the whole plant. The leaves will be very useful for a variety of different things, from making ointments. You can learn how to dry it and cook with it, right? You'll dry the leaves, crush it up into a fine powder, add it to your food or add it to your butter. Or you can add it to your drinks. You make a tea out of it, and then the sticks themselves, They're very useful for a variety of things. You can crush them up, and again, you can make a tea out of it, a drink out of it. You can also use it as part of your ointment for your body to use. So let's see. So I think that covers it a little bit as to how to grow. The other conditions are, of course, if you're growing indoors or you're growing outdoors, ideally with LED lights, I'm talking about growing indoors. If you want to be out natural and grow outdoors and you have to start them at the right time of year, then you'll have basically one crop, so if you have a number of plants you have, you'll have one crop throughout that year when it'll be done. That's fine. That's a good way to do it. It's a natural way to do it. And again, it depends where you live at, how successful you can be, if you have enough of a growing season. Otherwise, I would suggest learn how to grow indoors. You can get a better crop. It's cleaner, less toxins outside there to deal with, less other things to deal with as well. And you can grow year round. That's the whole thing. Basically, it depends what you're growing. You can plan on it being 4 months, 5 months at the most from start to finish, 4 months. So every 4 months you'll be growing whatever it is that you need. And so let's see. So if I don't think there's anybody has any questions. Okay. So that has to do with the herbals. And there are lots of different types of herbals that you can grow that you can use in terms of medicine. So there's a wide variety of you'll learn that there's, almost everything that you grow, you can pretty much use as a medicine, whether you're using peppermint, whether you're using oregano, even basil can be used. And there's tons and tons of books out there on how to make your own herbal medicine. And in a lot of ways, people, when they make their herbal medicine, they often add marijuana to their herbal medicine as part of the ingredients. So you can always use that as an additional part when you're making something. So there are lots of different, pennyroyal, there's echinacea, golden seal, wide variety of roots. You'll find that they're become even more useful if you learn to add this. What you want to do is get good at making your own mixture that you can then use. Entails learning how to properly dry it. Like I said, you can use the whole plant, the leaves too, and when you're cleaning the buds, everything, learn how to control that and then put that, dry it. Basically, you want to dry it in a gentle way without heat, and then turn it into a usable form that you can add to other mixtures as well. Remember, if you have any questions, you can email me at andylopez@invisiblegardener.com, and I'm happy to talk to you about it more. I talk a lot about about growing mushrooms, because that's one of the things that I talk about is the soil and how I work on healing the soil. And I learned a long time ago that when mushrooms are growing on your property, that your soil is alive. So I said, cool. And mushrooms are interesting enough because they come from the mycelium, are very powerful in a lot of different ways. Not just in terms of being enlightenment, enlightening, using it to enlighten yourself, but also it's a very effective tool as a medicine, and also a very effective tool for your health, for one's health. So there are many varieties of mushrooms that you can grow that are beneficial for you to use, that will help you reduce blood pressure, help you with cancer, all kinds of things. And so, on a farm, you definitely want to be growing mushrooms. I was talking to my friend Sam the other day about, starting a mushroom farm, because you basically, so many different things will come out from that. You learn how to grow the mushrooms. You also have really cool mushroom compost that you can then use on the property, because mushroom compost is basically pure mycelium, and you learn how to put the mycelium out on the property. So, and then, you know, the benefits are many in terms of, you know, helping you pure your blood, helping you with all kinds of diseases, as well as pests. And so the mushrooms are one excellent source of growing your own medicine. There's also, as I said, a variety of different types of medicines that you can grow from your garden, from onions to garlic. Garlic is very potent if you learn how to properly use it, right? And there are all the different types of anything you can grow, you can turn into a medicine, pretty much. One type, and you can make an ointment or an elixir out of it. And of course, the using juice as a medicine, that means you can grow your own carrot and juice it, and grow your all the vegetables. You can blend them together as a juice and learn how to use that as your medicine. And then we have, of course, I always talk about meditation as a medicine, so you don't really grow that. I suppose you can't grow it to some extent, you know. And then I have here down home remedies, homemade remedies. And to me, that's basically using what you have around you to make things to help you heal with, right? So let me do this. Yeah. Okay, so like I said, the next week I'll have a Carrie, Gillam, G-I-L-L-A-M, Carrie Gillam, which will be on. We'll be talking about her book Whitewash, right? And then I have a whole bunch. I'm lining up some more guests coming up in the following months, and then we're going to have. Acres USA is going to be producing a little bit of a show on a regular basis for us, bringing us up to date on what's going on, current events. And then we're also going to have, we're going to have the folks from the BioMeme Labs coming back on again and talk about the stomach, right? And then I hope to have a wide variety of people coming on, try to maybe have two guests on a month, and then have two shows that I could do, you know. Okay, so if you have any suggestions for what you want to talk to me to talk about, or if you have any questions, when I do my column, the column is also posted on my website. If you're getting my, you should be getting my newsletter. My newsletter tell you a lot of what's going on, what the shows are going to be about, how to get to the shows. I have a wide variety of shows up there that you can access, to listen to. The easiest thing to do is sign up for the podcast, and the podcast will, you can go backwards too. You'll not only get the current ones that come out, but you'll also get the shows that you can look at the shows in the past and pick one to listen to. There's over 200 or 300 on one of the podcasts. Don't panic, it's organic. It's been, oh, maybe it's 700, I think at last count, seven something. So that has been going on for a long time. You can listen to, go backwards and listen to some of the shows. My new book is coming out in a few weeks. Don't panic, it's organic. It'll be printed the first week in March. So the print version will be available the first week in March, plus the PDF version, the ebook version. It's available now in the pre-print version, you know, but when the new version comes out, then that will be updated. And then, of course, it will be available in all the usual electronic formats from Amazon, Kindle, you know, so forth. And of course, you can buy it if you come to my website, invisiblegardener.com. It'll be up there also. With me, when you get the print version of the book, you also get the ebook version of it sent to you automatically for free. And here's the thing, what I tell people, look, The book is $20, and the membership. I run a club, see, and it says $20 for a lifetime. If you're not a member, you're welcome to join. Right now, the $20 for a lifetime is the electronic, I call it a digital version. Basically, you don't get the printed version of the book, but you do get the digital version of it. So if you wanted to buy the printed version of the book as a member, I have a special code that I can give you that'll give you 50% off. So you'll get it for $10 for the printed version of the book. And I'm also going to set it up, because in the past, what I've done in the past is when I had a book available, membership, I raised the membership to include the book. So if you wanted to join in the future, it'll probably be back to the normal rate of $55, which included the book, a $20 book. Actually, it's $40, so it'll be back down to $35, which is the normal rate. That means when you join, you get a printed version of the book sent to you, which is a $20 deal. But that means you get the membership for only $15. See what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, so let's see. So I think I'm almost done here. So I think I'll pick a song that I can play for you for a little while so you can see what one of these songs sounds like, okay? That one's called Sleep Dancer. Puts me to sleep. That's why it's called Sleep Dancer. So I put everything on my podcast. One of the podcasts is called Inner Gardening Music. It's $2 a month. You get all the songs. Everything I do goes up on that podcast. I also put stuff up everywhere too, so you can. Some of my songs are on SoundCloud. There's a bunch of other different stations that you can listen to them on, from Spotify to, like I said, iTunes, Amazon. So you can listen to them there and buy them if you want to. They're 99 cents. The ones I post out for sale are 99 cents. All of them don't go up, but all of them do end up on the podcast. So that's one way if you want to get all the songs. Then, of course, you get them for free. You can download them. Play them anytime you want to. So, I do this show every week. I'm here for you guys to help you out a little bit here and there on various different things, but mainly for me to have fun. That's what it's really all about. And so that's what I'm doing. I do the music thing because I started doing, when I did my radio shows, I started writing music for the background, and people wanted to know more about it, so that there's literally hundreds and hundreds of songs up there on SoundCloud as well as on my website. SoundCloud is really a little bit easier to find. On the website, you're going to have to go to the blog, and in the blog, you maybe type in music and some of the songs. Well, it'll propagate. You're going to have to go through and see what songs you like and stuff like that. The podcast makes it really easy because you get downloaded. When I post, it gets downloaded to your iTunes or your phone or whatever you use. And so my email is andylopezatinvisiblegardener.com. Feel free to send me email. Ask me whatever questions you have, whether it be on this subject or any growing subject that you have. Whether it be fertilizer, and if you feel that you have, something you want to talk about that you want to be on the show, send me email. If you have a website, give the website. I'll go take a look at it, see what it is. If you have a product that you think my listeners would like to know about, that I would like to know about, just email me, tell me about it, and I'll see if I can go to your website and check it out, see what you're doing. And then I'll have you on if I like it, because that's what it's all about. I want to have different people on here to talk. Let people know what they're doing, and I know you're gonna like Acres USA. If you're not reading it, you should go to acresusa.com. It's a wonderful magazine. It's been around for a long, long time, and it's run for farmers. I was gonna say by farmers for farmers, but basically it's for farmers, organic farmers who are doing their best to be certified and how to teach other people how to do organic farming as well. Of the Acres USA. That's a good ad, right? my website is invisiblegardener.com, GARDENER.com, and make sure you spell invisible right. That way you get to it. Right now I'm having a 50% discount sale. I think it's going to be over with February 28th. What that means is that, for example, if you wanted to get my super seaweed, is sold. I have an 8 ounce, I have a pint and a quart size. The quart size is normally $150, but you can get it now for $79. 150 is that? 75 is half of it, right? $75. Same thing with the pint or the 8 ounce. You get them at half price. You get them at half price. I think the pint is $39 and the pine's 19. I invented super seaweed a long, long time ago. It's absolutely amazing stuff. I don't really mass produce it, but people keep asking me for it, so I make a little bit extra that I can sell to you all. I make about maybe 5 gallons a week for my own use, and so I have no problem selling a few here and there. Think of it as a ongoing test, because I'm always making it better. And then I also have the Growers Kit, Invisible Gardener's Growers Kit, which basically has a quart of super seaweed, and it has 5 pounds of my Invisible Gardener's Rock Dust blend. This is a blend, like I says, rock dust. Five different. Actually, it's got. I was keep saying five, but I have about seven or eight different types of rock dust. I just got another great source of rock dust, and then I add microbes, various different sources of microbes to that as well. And that's normally $49.95 for 5 pounds. So if you get the 150 and 49, it's 200. So you're getting it for $100. You're getting it at half price. But it's also for sale for 50% off. So you get it for $50. That's plus shipping, right? So that's a real good deal right there. I would go up there now and get the grower's kit, because you get a quart of super seaweed and 5 pounds of my rock dust blend for $50 plus shipping. I think it's $24.95 for the bulk rate in the United States. Really, really good deal. And I would pay the, you know, membership is $20 lifetime. Well, it's only $10 now for the 50% discount. So that's a good deal. And if, you know, as a member, you'll get all my books. You get all my e-books. They're up there for free. You can download, including the latest version of Don't Panic, It's Organic. And then you'll get a call. You get access to the website. So you can get out the free the podcast for members. We have a special podcast that members get. They get all my members get all my shows. So when I'm on a guest at somebody's shows, I'm doing another show there, they all get posted to the same podcast. So you don't have to be listening in on all the different shows. You just get them on one show. So I also have some members. When they join, they also get a code. Which gives them 20% off lifetime on any product. They can get the book at 20% discount. I would buy the membership, because then that's a really good deal. Get it for $10, lifetime membership for $10. Okay, so then let's see. So if you're listening to the show, this. Couple of different reasons why. One is you're a radio listener of the VBS radio.com and you clicked on the show to listen to it there, or you're getting it through the podcast. I think there's probably no more other ways, right? So if you're getting it through a podcast, good for you. So you figured out you can subscribe by clicking on the podcast button on the website page. So it takes you to the right how to subscribe for that. You can also, subscribe if you're listening to it on iTunes, subscribe to that podcast that way. You can also go to my website and subscribe to the podcast there. That's the free Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast. You get my radio show. This one you'll get. This is the one I'm doing now here, but I also occasionally will do a Don't Panic, It's Organic show on any of my other stations that I do show. I've been doing a talk show for about 50 years or something like that. So that's where most of my shows are up at. And so, again, members get all of my shows, so you don't have to subscribe individually for all of them. But if you're listening to it and you're not subscribed to the podcast, subscribe to the podcast. It's free, and that way you'll get the shows downloaded to you automatically to your computer. and I have over 23 different books up there now, and which will all be very useful for you, from natural pest control book to original natural pest control book. It's in the 70-something different versions, been updated. I also have natural lawn care, how to keep mosquitoes from biting you naturally. It can be very important if you want to deal with a Zika. I have a natural lawn care, natural rose care, natural tree care, natural fruit tree care, a few other, a book on rock dust, for example, natural flea control. I covered the lawn. So my recent one, which was updated, is called Dances with Ants, Natural Ant Control. Now, the new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic, has the book Dances with Ants in it as an added bonus. So you'll get the Dances with Ants book as well, within the Don't Panic, It's Organic book, which is going to be coming out in a few weeks. In a few weeks from now, one of the things I'll do, once I get a printed version, I'll have the contest, and the contest will people will get the book free, the printed version of it. So that's one of the things you can look forward to. So thank you very much for listening to my show. I'll be back next week, and we're going to have Carrie Gillian on from Whitewash. Oh, it's all about Monsanto Roundup and all the good stuff. So I think it's time. I'm not really sure. I don't see anything. Nothing says that I should stop. you should stop because, you really should stop. So yes. So let me go ahead and push this and we'll see what happens. 23 minutes? Ooh, 23 minutes. No, that's all right. I'm going to have to use it so you can close whenever. Oh, okay. All right. So I'll just play this song for you guys, and then we'll go, okay? This is called The Light Within. I'll put it up a little bit for you. Enjoy.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.